Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And joining us with the sport, Darren Frehel.
Good morning, Rachel. Very busy day ahead for the Republic of Ireland women's and men's football teams. The women are in Sweden for their European qualifier at 5:30 Irish time, and then the men at home to Hungary in a friendly at 7:45. Both games live on RTE2 and the player. Radio coverage of the women's game is on 2FM, and then that'll be followed by the men's match, which will be on Radio 1 Extra. Let's focus in on the game in Sweden first. The team hoping to get some points on the board for the first time in this campaign. It's been a really tough group. Lost to France, England and Sweden. That game against the Swedes at home last Friday, a 3-0 loss. Tony O'Donoghue, our correspondent, has been speaking to our goalkeeper, Courtney Brosnan.
We pushed them harder. We were more offensive from early on.
Yeah.
And it was good to watch. It made for an exciting game.
Yeah.
And yet our heaviest defeat so far.
Yeah, I think obviously that's really difficult. But we talked a lot about how we kind of came out slow in the first half against England and France, so we didn't want to do that again against Sweden. And I think you can see with the chances we created in the first half with Lily, Amber, all those, it's great to see us on the front foot, pushing them forward, obviously high-pressing a bit more. But yeah, obviously it's a bit hard. You get caught in transition, obviously, when you're pushing a bit more. So to concede 3 goals is, of course, disappointing.
So what's the psychology for tomorrow against Sweden in Stockholm? We remember the last time we played in Sweden was Gothenburg.
Yeah.
A draw there that day that felt really important.
Yeah.
Great save that day as well against Angeldal. But however, do we go gung-ho tomorrow?
If we know how these groups are, how the games go, they obviously come quite quick, so you need to be ready. And obviously we've done everything we can since the game at home to recover, rest, prepare and be ready to go. And obviously, like I said, yeah, we want to compete against these teams. This is where we want to be, and obviously get points on the board and score goals. So we're looking forward to it on Tuesday for sure.
Let's hope Courtney has another good game and can keep the Swedes at bay for us this evening. And no points on offer in the men's match tonight at home to Hungary, but a lot on the line because the spotlight is on the next manager. Who will become the next permanent manager? John O'Shea takes the reins again in an interim role. And speaking to RTE Sport ahead of the game, Seamus Coleman has given his full backing to his former teammate to take the job in a full-time capacity. Seamus is with Dave Kelly.
He's been great, and that's what he is to me now. He's my manager, he's my boss, and that separation was made very quickly between the teammates to now the team to the player and the manager. So listen, I think everyone knows what the manager's about, how he is with you guys, how he is on the training ground. He's been very impressive, along with Paddy, Glenn and Rennie. They've been really, really impressive, and listen, I've got nothing to gain by saying that. You know, there's no secret about it, I'm getting older and coming to the end, so I may not be around for too much longer, so by talking John up is no personal gain of mine. It's just I've been really impressed with him around the place, been really impressed with his preparation, how he is with all the players, senior players and also younger players. And you know, he's been in and around a few football clubs now, and he's been with the underage setups here, so been really impressed with his preparation, how he is with everyone and also his staff.
You'll obviously be very aware of the public frustration regarding the successor to Stephen Kenny, the permanent successor. Is that a frustration that the players share? I mean, are you guys talking about it when you meet up? Are there WhatsApp groups whenever somebody's mentioned as a possible contender?
No, WhatsApp groups, none of that. I think how it works when you're away with your clubs and that, you're fully focused on what's going on back there, and then it's not until you come back in here that you fully focus again on what's in here. But I think for us lads now, it's about doing as well as we can and getting a couple of results, because we want to do as well as we possibly can for the manager, because we see how much he cares, you know, we see how much his country means to him, and our focus now is doing as well as we possibly can for him to give him hopefully a chance of getting a job.
There was also action yesterday evening in the SSE Electricity League. St. Pat's and Dundalk played out a 5-goal thriller, Dundalk winning that one 3-2. Derry City closed the gap on to Shelburne at the top of the table. They beat Waterford 3-0. Sligo Rovers were 2-1 winners against Drogheda United. Seamus Power birdied the final hole of his 36-hole qualifier to earn a place at next week's US Open. And good healthy Irish contingent there next week. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Tom McKibben, and now Seamus Power. It looks like Gary Ringrose is in line for a first Leinster appearance since January ahead of their URC quarterfinal against Ulster on Saturday. The news not so good for Munster. Joey Carberry, Tom Ahern and Rory Scannell are all ruled out of action. They play Ospreys in the last eight on Friday. In horse racing, the Jessica Harrington-trained Fleur de Sheen won the inaugural running of the Irish Stallion Farms Goran Classic. This race worth €200,000 in prize money, and the winner now is a free entry into the Dubai duty-free Irish Derby at the Curragh on the 30th of June. She was ridden to victory by Shane Foley, and Jessica spoke afterwards to Dave Keena, who said that the winner won impressively.
She was very impressive today. I was delighted with her. It was always, because she's so small, Shane's plan was always to go forward, hopefully get a lead, get a bit of room on her, because she was not a filly that you could get in amongst everything big horses, which there were some big horses in that. And so she got her space, and Shane said it was like riding a piece of work with her.
It was some pot to win, just a few quid short of 100 grand.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
And this race is designed to give you an option of the Irish Derby. You're going to go back and discuss it, but you must be tempted.
Listen, we'll discuss it. I'll discuss it with Kirsten. I'll discuss it with John Ox, and we'll see how we get on.
And finally, the Irish boxing team has arrived home from Thailand after successfully qualifying four more fighters for the Olympics. We'll hear from them before the end of the show.